All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Let's go to Matthew. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Matthew.
Hey, fellas. How you guys doing today?
Great. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, no problem. I just had a, my family and I were talking a little bit about, if the Tigers were to make the wild card and, they have the three games and all that. And kind of an interesting talking point. I wanted to see what you guys thought about. Would you start Scoobal that first game or the potential second elimination game / closeout game that we could have on that second game?
So here's what's going to be interesting is Scoobal scheduled to go against Tampa on Tuesday. So you have to feel good about having him out there. And Scoobal could go in a season finale against the White Sox on four days rest on Sunday, if necessary, which they've been giving him 5 days rest. They could give him 4 days rest and pitch him on Sunday. If it comes down to the last game of the year, I think they break protocol and pitch Scoobal on Sunday, which could take him out of play for the first round of the postseason. Although they'd have Monday off, then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, he could be back on 4 days. That'd be 3 days rest for that Thursday game if it gets to a game three. So I'm sure they would.
Let's hope it's not an issue.
It might not be an issue, and that I would start him. I would start him in game one, and the reason I would start him in game one is because if you advance to the next round, you get Scoobal sooner, and maybe get him for two games of that round.
Right. Right. So, and I agree. I think you have to come out and try to win, especially coming out of this crazy percentages that have been happening. And I think you got to come out and try to win right when you can,
Yeah, I think it's obviously every game is important from here on out. I mean, they're right now they have the wild card spot by a game, but things change very quickly and everything is going to be compounded here. So you got to just hopefully they can get past Tampa, not just win the series. You'd love for them to sweep and try to make things as easy as possible. But I think that they'll worry about the rotation as the inevitability gets closer and closer.
And Matthew, it's a great question. And here is even more reason why you start him. You want to start him in game one. And they've got work to do. Let's be clear about that. They haven't clinched anything. They've got work to do. But if they can manage to clinch before Sunday, start Scoobal in game one. The ALDS, if the Tigers happen to win, would be the game one would be on the 5th. They have the 6th off. Game two is the 7th. So they could actually go Scoobal in game one of the wild card series, Scoobal in game two of the divisional series. Game five of the ALDS is the 12th. They can get him 4 days rest and have him pitch game five should it happen. So that's why you'd get the most bang for your buck with most bang for your Scoobal buck by starting him in game one if they get there. This is all premature.
Way premature.
However, we just got to engage in a legitimate conversation about how you want to space out your pitching in the postseason, which I'm not going to pass on that opportunity.
No, the crazy thing, it was several crazy things. Obviously, it's crazy to talk about Tigers and playoffs and all this year because nobody expected this. But it's also crazy because the way they've cobbled together this rotation. If it's a normal five-man rotation, it's like, oh, it'd be too bad to not see this guy get a chance to pitch in the first couple games. But because they literally have two starters right now, this is something that you have to look at some point.
Arthur is next here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Arthur.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Arthur. Thank you.
Hey, so I was calling about Michigan State football, actually. I think Aiden Childs has a really good future. I just think that he needs to be coached properly, and I'm hoping that they're going over that this week. That last drive, those connections to Vellings, that's what we need to see more of. Boom, 10 yards, 10 yards, 10 yards. And then for some reason, he tries to fling it downfield with 35 seconds left. It's like, what are we doing with that? I mean, it's like you have so much time left. It's second down. I don't understand that, but I am so glad Smith. Was it first down?
I thought it was second down.
Either way, they had plenty of downs left. And I'm glad that Smith didn't bring over DJU because I think he's even worse. but the Michigan State defense is actually playing really good. Yeah. I think they like we've never seen this last 2-3 years. Everybody would throw 300 yards, 350, 400 yards. All the QBs had their records against us last year, the past 2 years. And now we're actually competing against top 35 teams. I actually think those next four games, they have a chance to win maybe two of them. I think they're actually doing pretty good. But, yeah.
Yeah, they're doing a great job of getting after the quarterback. Chris Bogle has really stepped up his game, and he has stayed healthy, which is a big part of it. The linebackers are doing their job, and the secondary, unfortunately for the secondary, it's attrition. And they've had so many guys go down with injuries. Hopefully they get some of these guys back, but they played well. They played well so far. Castellanos made some plays late in the game, which was unfortunate for Michigan State, and obviously the turnovers from Childs are too much, but can't help but think that's just learning. And that's what, you know, being an 18 or 19-year-old quarterback, it hasn't started a whole lot, hasn't played a whole lot, that he can just chalk it up to inexperience. And now he's getting that experience, so it won't happen again.
Marcus is in Ann Arbor and next here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Marcus.
Hey, Doug. Hey, Carson. What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Doug, I know obviously you're the play-by-play of Michigan. You were at the game. I was there this past weekend also. That was an electric atmosphere. The turnout was phenomenal. One of the best games. I was telling fans, it's probably one of the best games I've seen since the 2011 Notre Dame game when I was in the Big House, because I haven't been there since 2019 before COVID. So this is an awesome welcome back for me.
Did you have any, just real quick, we'll give you time. Do you have any interaction with the SC fans?
Oh, my God, I love them. Yeah. They were so awesome. I shook hands with all of them. I said, hey, welcome to Ann Arbor. You know, it's awesome that we're finally playing against one another again. It feels like old Rose Bowl times. And they were just the most awesome fans. They were all saying, we love the Big House. We love this experience. This has been so much fun. You guys got to come to L.A. Coliseum, check out a game sometime over down at the Rose Bowl. It's an absolute blast. And I'm like, I would love to. So they were class acts. I have nothing but positive things to say about USC fans.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to know what that was like because I heard great things, but I'm you know, there's always like getting firsthand account. You were saying though regarding the season.
Well, I need to give Sherrone Moore needs to get a little bit more credit than he's deserving right now. Obviously, the passing game is struggling, but he saw a recipe for success against USC because if you remember when USC played LSU in their first game of the season, they got thrashed in the running game, 113-69. And Michigan's a ground and pound game. And when you've got a player with Kalel Mullings who had 17 carries for what? What do you have, like 169-some yards like that, two touchdowns? That's almost an elite level in NFL right there for running back status. He was phenomenal. I mean, they ground and pounded it all game long. I think the biggest concern going forward when we got to that third and fourth quarter was that USC was finally seeing success in the passing game because the bottom line is Michigan got torched in the pass. I mean, they even Will Johnson got burned a couple times. I mean, if it wasn't for his X6, they probably don't win that game because that was the biggest difference maker in the fact that they had that turnover because both teams had two turnovers in the game, which is pretty crazy to think about. But USC overall,
2-on-1 play.
Yeah. And then Michigan got outgained 379.
Hey, look, here's the thing, Marcus, and USC is going to do this to a lot of teams. Their passing game is going to be a problem. I mean, the Marks kid coming out of the backfield is an additional weapon through the air, and he had an 83-catch season when he was at Mississippi State playing under Mike Leach as a running back.
Well, they throw the ball 50 times a game. Yep. Everybody's going to get it. We got some bad news for the Lions front. It wasn't that long ago, Ken, you asked me about James Houston, and is he going to play? I'm guessing he's going to play. According to Ian Rappaport,
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Lions pass rusher Marcus Davenport suffered what appears to be a serious and significant elbow injury in Sunday's game, sources say. Davenport, who put a sleeve on it and tried to return, could be lost for the season. He's currently undergoing more tests.
This has been his MO, Davenport. He just can't stay healthy, man. And this is the chance you take when you sign guys with injury history. And we know it can happen to anybody, but guys that have significant injuries on their resume, you worry about a little bit more. And that sucks because when he's on the field.
Yeah, I'd have to look at what his injury history is. I think it's more lower body than it is upper body.
Overall,
I know. It's one of these things that's like, okay, if he's had a number of knee injuries, I'd worry about him injuring the knee again. But it's an elbow injury? Yikes.
Well, that's why Carolina over the Vegas Raiders is so good, because if the Lions need to make a splash at the edge rusher.
Oh, boy.
Just say.
Well, it's hard to get Devontae Adams and Max
Crosby. People didn't connect
the
dots there. Max Crosby is there, and the Lions have a ton of cap space.
And until Pierce, the head coach, is he called out the team.
Yeah, he's a little mad.
He should be.
I mean, that sucks. I'm glad they have cap space. I'm sure they'd rather have it work out with Davenport. We await final word on this, but it sounds like it could be.
Does not sound good.
Could be a while.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
I'm John Oran, Pucks sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.